conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all.
That was the now increasingly decrepit Joe Biden giving his first interview, this time to his sycophants at CBS, since being forced out of the 2024 presidential race. You will notice that Biden states he is not at all confident of a peaceful transition of power if Trump wins. Then he quickly corrects himself and says he's not confident if Trump loses. For me, this is yet another time that Sleepy Joe initially and inadvertently tells the truth about what he's thinking, but then tries to correct himself with a lie meant for public consumption. Like when he infamously, before the 2020 election, stated that he believed Democrat operatives had put together the most comprehensive voter fraud organization in history. Here we have the loyal lackey of the communists and their powerful allies, the globalists and oligarchs with all their money tied up with communist China, stating what he expects if Trump actually wins the 2024 election. I believe Biden's handlers, those really running the country and their supporters, have a plan for massive civil unrest. They have a plan for civil unrest they hope will lead to some kind of martial law type scenario where a Trump win can be invalidated and Trump removed as a threat to these denizens of the so-called swamp. Government gangsters, as former Trump aide Cash Patel calls them, and all the people benefiting from their raid. We'll go into this in more depth in a moment. So hello and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show. Conservative Talk Radio is addressing the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio Network. As usual, we've got a lot to cover today. Our focus will be on speculation about what the so-called deep state establishment may be planning and is capable of if Donald Trump actually wins the election in November. You see, I believe many of these people are dirty in one form or another. That is, have been committing criminal acts, amassing fortunes of ill-gotten gains, and so forth. They do not want to be exposed and are desperate to avoid a Trump presidency where that might happen. Among material I have to leave out today due to time constraints was a lengthy clip from a War Room program. In this clip, Mike Benz, former U.S. State Department official and founder of the Foundation for Freedom Online, talks about how billions of our tax dollars are being spent by the federal government to pay huge advertising agencies to steer many millions of corporate ad dollars away from conservative alternative media, and even some left-wing media that don't follow the establishment propaganda line, and toward establishment shills like CNN, and you know the rest. Perhaps we can play this clip on a future show. Let's dive into the material I can get out on today's program. Have you noticed how Kamala Harris, the newly anointed puppet of the communists and their New World Order as candidate to replace Joe Biden for president on the Democratic ticket, is supposedly suddenly surging in the polls? With her new vice president pick, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, like Harris, another communist masquerading as a moderate, Harris is said to be exploding with popular support and rapidly surpassing Donald Trump's voter support. It's all part of the game plan, folks. I have no doubt they plan on stealing the 2024 election, having gotten away with it in 2020 and 2022. And this propaganda blitz is part of their plan. Get the message? Better not waste your vote on Trump. He and J.D. Vance have no chance against Harris-Waltz, so don't bother voting. And if you do vote, you'd better climb on the bandwagon like everybody else and vote for the winning team of Harris-Waltz. But if their plan to steal another election should fail, the political left undoubtedly has other plans to keep Trump and his MAGA maniacs from taking the country back from them with their enormously powerful allies, the globalists, the oligarchs, and the Communist Chinese Party, or CCP as it is more commonly known. The question is, what really are these plans? Let's see what we can find out. Starting off, here are two clips showing the first few minutes and last few minutes of an interesting analysis of all this surging in the polls by Harris Waltz, by Mark Mitchell, chief pollster at Rasmussen Reports, which was broadcast on YouTube, Rumble, and elsewhere on the internet earlier this month. The title of the program includes the words, "You're being lied to," about the Harris political support surge. There isn't time here to play the entire program, but I recommend that you check it out for yourself and see. Be sure to follow Rasmussen Reports on YouTube, Rumble, or X.com. Mitchell tells you how to do this at the end of the second clip. I've got to go back and watch it again, but I thought Mitchell did a pretty good job of debunking and the hullabaloo about these polls and exposing their bias toward the Harris-Waltz ticket.
Hello, public opinion aficionados, and welcome to Rasmussen Reports, where we prove time and time again the value of independent polling and media. And today is one of those times. It's the time when information ops are being thrown at you faster and faster. And without people like us, please subscribe to the channel on YouTube if you haven't already. How would you know that you were being gaslit to? Just a month ago, we had the, no, don't believe your eyes. There was no way Trump was actually shot. To then the, yeah, a senator who served his country in the Marine Corps is totally weird, guys. To Kamala Harris is the second coming of Barack Obama. And now the one you're subject to is Kamala Harris is actually winning in the polls. And I'm here to tell you, she really isn't. But the first place we're going to go to look into whether she is or not is the Real Clear Politics polling aggregate. This is the aggregate that Rasmussen Reports endorses. We think the other people are pretty dodgy. So anyways, this is the way the website looked this morning. And if you see what we have here, the last six polls, a solid wall of blue with Kamala Harris winning from 1 to 4 points and putting her up 0.8 points in the aggregate. Now, right off the top, I'll tell you, even if she was winning 0.8 points, that's still a horrible sign for Democrats showing an utter collapse. Look up here, this day in history, 4 years ago, Joe Biden was winning by over 7 points more. And 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton was winning by a whopping 8 points more than Kamala Harris theoretically is today. The second thing I'd point out to you here is that there's only one other poll up here that is likely voters. Everybody else is polling registered voters. We've gone into that before. Another thing is that many of these organizations are corporate entities or have a deep well of public funding. We are, in my honest opinion, the only pollsters on here whose business will shut down if we fail to be accurate. In fact, all of the funding for the numbers I'm going to talk about today came solely from subscription and advertising revenue. Do you think Morning Consult is worried about subscription or advertising revenue? They absolutely 100% are not. Also, with how tight the race has been, I'm really surprised that there are no other polls that show Trump up at all. Now, I can't know the internals of every single one of these polls and what they're potentially doing wrong. And even in their disclosures, you wouldn't be able to know. But don't you find it suspicious that even though Joe Biden, we've been told, has been losing recently in the polls, and all of Joe Biden's administration, we've been told that Kamala Harris is less likable than him, and here she is winning all of a sudden? Let me tell you, if there was one week in this entire election cycle where you were going to get the most bang for your buck by putting out a crap poll, this would be the week. So that's it, folks. It looks like the corporate media may be lying to you, maybe cherry-picking left-leaning polls. Maybe some people are putting their thumbs on the scale when otherwise they normally might not be. But I can tell you, we are not putting our thumbs in the scale. Take a step back and look at this. Donald Trump has been massively beating Joe Biden, not just in our polling, but in a lot of people's polling, almost this entire year. The entire time, everybody tells you that Kamala Harris is viewed as incompetent, has lower favorability numbers than Joe Biden, and has never outperformed him in polling. Now, all of a sudden, we're expected to be that she's doing 3 to 4 points better than Joe Biden in the aggregates. It does not hold water. If you want someone trustworthy and independent to tell you how it is, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Rasmussen_poll. Our Twitter is on fire right now, going into all of the stuff that's coming out about Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia 2020 election fraud. Sorry, YouTube. But while we're talking about YouTube, please click the subscribe button, like the video, or if Rumble's more your thing, you can follow us there as well. You're not going to want to miss all of the new 2024 numbers we have coming out, as well as coming next week, numbers about this new stunner in the race, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Thanks for watching.
Getting back to the less plan B or plans B, C, etc., if Trump and allied Republicans can pull off a legitimate win this November, holding on to the U.S. House and taking back the Senate and White House, here are clips from a recent Alex Jones Show broadcast. The first clip is comments made by U.S. Congressman Jamie Raskin, a radical leftist and leading Democratic Party strategist, about what he believes Congress will do if Trump wins in November. The second clip is Alex Jones' comments and speculation about what Raskin really means and intends. I think we're playing these two clips out of order, but I wanted to play Raskin's comments first so you know what and why Alex Jones is talking about in his monologue. Here are the clips.
What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand.
All right, pause again. What can be put into the Constitution? The Constitution is. And it says you have to be convicted to then be removed. So, again, he's just total lie. Start over from the start.
Is what can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer.
Pause again. Back it up 2 seconds. The women are nodding their heads. Did the Supreme Court wave a magic wand? No. Colorado and Maine waved magic wands and said Trump was off the ballot, even though there was no excuse or he wasn't even charged, much less convicted. So that's the magic wand, but he just turned it around. The Supreme Court is waving magic wands. Let's continue.
As if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody. And
pause. So back it up 5 seconds. So, they'll be rampaging Trump mobs when Congress institutes the 14th Amendment. And they'll all need bodyguards. And then we'll be in civil war conditions because they would have already triggered the race riots ahead of that. Continue.
January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means.
So he's speaking for the Supreme Court. He's telling them why we took Trump off the ballot without even charging him or even him being convicted. And even mainline liberal analysts said it was totally illegal. But I'm saying they won't do their job. And so we'll just have a civil war.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Yesterday, right before I got off air, they gave me a video of one of the top Democrat strategists, and he's right at the top, Jamie Raskin, congressman, whose father was a famous communist and who developed the blueprint of a lot of the globalist plans today in the West. He's ran the fake J6 committee, all the rest of it. Raskin recently came out and in an interview at a book signing, a podcast, said everything I've said, but in his own words. They're going to overthrow the government. They're going to trigger civil war. And they're going to kill us, or they're going to try. And he says there's going to be a military conflict in America. Now, you can look at this blob of weakness and say, well, he's running his mouth. No, he's in the council meetings with Obama and Holder and the council as it's known. We got a big 40-something page article on that today, an excellent analysis. The council, who's running the United States of America? So this is a big, big deal. And when you hear him say this, you're going to go, wait, I've heard Alex say this for 3.5, 4 years since they stole the election. Why is this news? Well, okay, I'm right about it. But the point is, this is them admitting it. So if they're admitting something like this publicly, can you imagine what they're doing behind the scenes? I mean, let me tell you something. If I talked like this, I would expect to have my doors kicked in by federal marshals and be hauled off for openly calling for sedition. They say they're going to overthrow the Supreme Court and the executive and create civil war conditions, and that they will not allow Trump to be seated as the president. Now, this is a very important clip. So I'm going to play it all at once, and then I'm not comment. Then I'm going to start and stop it, because I'm going to give you the rest of the story that's baked into this. So the good news is we've got their battle plan. The bad news is even the average patriot that I know is pretty smart and informed still just doesn't realize how much danger we're all in. I mean, these crazies are going to do this, okay? They already tried to kill Trump. Right before we got off air yesterday, I was shown a clip that was from a recent podcast that Jamie Raskin, Democrat representative in Congress, and is one of the top strategists in the cabal. He's in the Star Chamber meetings, we know that, plotting all this evil. He made an extremely chilling statement. And I've since then gone and watched more of the podcast interview. And quite frankly, I should just drop everything I'm doing and only cover this. But I know how the audience is and how the world is. People want me to cover all the big breaking news, which is very important, and I will. But we're always covering important things here, obviously. And have very informative guests and informative callers and informative special reports and investigative reports. But this is so big that after I got off the air, I began to research it and really, really think about it. And the full interview is very, very important. I'm going to do a special report on that in the next few days to break it all down, because it confirms 100% my analysis of their operation, which if you study these creeps, it's not hard. It's just the public hears me say these horrible scenarios, and they're like, come on. My wife even this morning said, man. So we go out on the porch to meet with a cup of coffee so my 7-year-old daughter wouldn't hear it. And she goes, do you really, because she's been listening to the show more than usual, she goes, you really think all these things you're saying are probably going to happen? And I said, yeah. And I said, watch this. And I played the Raskin clip, and I explained who he was, and she knew who he was. He ran my deposition, in front of the committee and the rest of it. And she went, wow. So I get it. Who wants to really believe we're in this much trouble? But if we do not face the facts, we do not have a chance to stop this. We have a very good chance of stopping us. Almost everything they've tried, they failed against America and against Trump. But again, the issue is they keep doubling down. And the only place to double down again would be try to kill Trump, which I said was next, and that happened. And they failed by the grace of God and your prayer, no doubt. You skimmed his ear, grazed him. 7 other shots missed him as well. Killing one person, wounding 2 others. I guess wounding Trump as well, so wounding 3. Shot one guy in the back of the head as he's trying to protect his wife, daughter, firefighter. Blew his brains out on him. So the next thing is try to kill him. Well, they've done that, and they're going to try again now more than ever. guaranteed. And the next thing is to trigger civil war. Well, how do you do that? Well, exactly what they've been doing. And now he says we're going to have a civil war, and we're going to overthrow the executive branch, and we're going to overthrow the judicial branch. And it's just wild. Because this guy's father is a super famous international communist who called for re-education camps in America and who wrote the best-selling books that are the Bible of people like Barack Obama. So they've got control of big tech other than X. They've got control of the military at the top. They've got control of the Justice Department and the FBI. And ICE, and they're human smuggling children, you name it. And they're just getting away with every crime you can imagine. And he's up there very calmly, just like they had the former section chief of the CIA say, we're going to kill Trump on CNN. They say that to telegraph confidence to their minions. So he's up there saying, don't worry. When Trump's reelected, there will be civil war conditions. And we will remove him with the 14th Amendment. Now, the legislation has been introduced by Senator Blumenthal, who has overseen and honchoed and commanded and quarterbacked the persecution of yours truly. He introduced legislation 4 months ago that when Trump is president-elect, coming up in early November for those 79 days until January 21st, 2025, that there will be so much civil unrest because they're going to activate it. They've had the police cut. They put their mayors in, their DAs in, their Soros people. The communists know they'll be above the law. They'll be bailed out. They'll have the charges dropped on them. And they are going to burn this country down. And then Trump will not be president yet. But even if he got in, then they will trigger this law that would take over the executive branch's control of the military, which is a legislative coup of the executive, total constitutional crisis. And that they will at least act like they have that authority, which they don't. It's totally illegal. It's tyranny, treason, literally, the definition. High treason against the people and the country itself, its existence. And then they intend to drive Trump from office during the burn down of the country. The mostly peaceful protests you saw beta tested in the summer of 2000. So this is just a chilling statement because in the New York Times, 2 months before the 2020 election in September, there was a big article in the New York Times, Wargaming, had an innocuous headline, I've shown it to you many times, but in there, they were interviewing John Podesta and others who were heading up the Democratic Party, still are, along with Raskin. And they said, we will not accept Trump if he wins. We will have our own inauguration in some place like Colorado, and we'll have a civil war, and we control all the cities, and we'll just cut off all the cities and hold the country hostage. Now, then they put out all these TV shows produced by the Obamas, Leaving the World Forever, and Civil War with a $350 million budget. They have all these academics saying it, and then they say, and then Raskin says, well, there'll be a civil war because there'll be Trump thugs everywhere. And that'll be the right-wing groups they've created. Think of the Governor Whitmer plot, but 10.0, and the Patriot Front that's obviously federally controlled, in my view, and provocateur. Those groups will create the pretext for then the, quote, uprising, like you're seeing in the UK, which the government will then use and is using for civil control, civil emergency, really martial law by different names. So it's the same formula all over the Western world. And so we knew all this, but here he is on a podcast at a bookstore at a book signing, sitting there with a bunch of the usual suspects, confidently talking about how they're going to do it. Just like Bloomberg said, don't worry, right before the 2020 election, it'll look like a red wave, it'll be a red mirage because the mail-in ballots and the drop box ballots will be Trump. Pelosi said, doesn't matter what Trump does, he will not be president. Now, they needed January 6th to hijack one of Trump's rallies to try to make us look like the bad guys. This time, we'll be a lot smarter and not walk into a trap, but they're still going to try to stage them. So, you need to understand, this won't be like last time they stole the election from Trump. They are going to go for broke with false flag terror attacks, blamed on Trump supporters, guaranteed. They're going to bring in the internet censorship kill switch, and they're going to go after all the main spokespersons against the globalist, and it will be the end of the country as we know it. Now, I've looked at every angle of this, and there will be resistance to this. And I don't mean stage resistance. It will happen. It'll be legislative from the states and the attorney generals. The feds will then set up civil unrest, take control of the cities. But under the state constitutions, when the cities fall and the counties fall, it's up to the governors to send in the state guard and the state police when the left orders the police to stand down and create lawlessness. So we have to get this report that I'm saying live on air right now. I need everybody else to write articles about this. I don't care if InfoWars gets the credit or anybody does. It was Charlie Kirk found this and put it out, and it got tens of millions of views yesterday, thank God. But conservatives, populists, nationalists, people that don't want to live under communist, just people that are sane, people that are normal, that the left dreads, that just want stability and freedom and peace and, you know, all that. This is going down. They've admitted it. They've pre-programmed it. It's happening. So we've got to get the governors and the attorney generals that the left doesn't control, and that's the majority of them, up front and speaking out. We've got to get Trump talking about this. We've got to get all of his surrogates from Don Jr., you know, across the board to Senator Cruz to Howley to everybody to Paul talking about this. Because, again, if you look at the threat escalation and how they've ramped things up to try to stop our populist peaceful take back of the country, all that's left is political violence, assassination, false flags, civil unrest, race war, and civil war. And so that's where we are. So we're sitting here. How many days of the election? Let's put it on screen. What are we, 90 days now, 89 days? I forget. From the election, 90 days. 12 hours, 42 minutes, 22 seconds. And how many days tagged on? If you tag 79 days onto 90, how many days do we have left until the inauguration? And then they're really going to try to kill Trump. 166 days. So if he makes it and wins the election and overrides all the fraud, too big to rig, which we were in that position right now, so they tried to kill him. They believe he's going to win. And if we make it the other 79 days, so 166 days until he's inaugurated, good chance they set off a tactical nuke and blame it on Iran and D.C. and kill Trump and any of the Congress people. Here's what you know. If you don't see Raskin and you don't see Schiff and you don't see the usual suspects at the inauguration, Trump should not go out on that podium because they're going to hit it with a truck bomb. I mean, they might have explosives right under the podium, drone swarm attack, tactical nuke to make sure they get him. I mean, I'm thinking they're going to hit Trump with a 1 megaton. Just enough to, you know, vaporize a square mile. Yeah, they're going to hit him with a tactical nuke. I looked into my crystal ball. That's what I do. So that's where we are, boys and girls. And then they're going to come after me and Tucker Carlson and everybody else because they're coming after you. They're not coming after me like Trump always says. They got to get through me to get to you. So this isn't hype. Everybody knows it. This is real. And that's where we are. So the next 90 days are beyond critical. The next 79 after that are insanely maximum critical. And then the first week of Trump firing these bastards and removing them out of power is going to be the ultra danger, the maximum danger, the paramount pinnacle of danger. And there's so many other things they could do. They might not go with a, you know, tactical nuke, total stock market crash, power outages, a sniper shoots him in D.C. I mean, look, it's all on the table. But they're trying to poison Trump right now. They're trying to put a bomb in this plane right now. They're trying to roll a truck bomb into Mar-a-Lago yesterday. They are 100% going to the wall.
Here are two video clips looking at Democrat VP pick Tim Walz. The first is from a recent edition of the Charlie Kirk Show. The second is a recent broadcast of the Jesse Waters Show on Fox. As Waters points out, Walz, despite some observers seeing him as somewhat tough on China, in reality is quite the opposite, with Walz's deep ties to communist China made clear. This, I believe, is the real reason Kamala Harris chose Walz.
The Charlie Kirk Show starts now.
What an incredible contrast we have now on the Democratic ticket with Kamala Harris and Tim Walz on it at the same time. We have somebody in Kamala Harris who embodies the dynamism, the innovation of big cities, particularly in the coasts of this country. And then in Tim Walz, we have somebody who sort of embodies the proud, the resilient, the hardworking, patriotic middle of the country. And I do think that we can easily imagine Tim Walz very much embracing and leaning into that contrast.
No, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah.
It's done.
A packed room at the St. Paul Armory erupted after the governor's signature made driver's license for all law of the land.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
And I think seeing a plan that's out there, talking about it with folks, knowing that he's not going to do anything. And we talked about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory. That's not how you stop this.
A society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to eventually come to the places where we're at. This is a moment of inflection. It's a moment of real change. It's a moment that those folks who are out there demanding this are not going to take a commission or a report. They're going to want fundamental change. And that is what I think, that's one of the exciting things in the midst of all this. You can feel a sense of optimism coming back.
You know, you see those maps, red and blue, and there's all that red across there, and Democrats go into depression over it. It's mostly rocks and cows that are in that red area.
Would you have done the schools any differently? Because I think that's where a lot of parents are upset about what happened with the schools.
Well,
do you think you could have made any other choice?
Well, I think just to be clear, over 80% of our students miss less than 10 days of in-class learning. The vast majority of students were in. It depended, again, on population density. Many of these decisions were being made by local folks to be able to do what was necessary to keep them there.
Should Minnesota be a sanctuary state?
If the definition of that is that the federal government enforces immigration law and local law enforcement enforces local law, then yes.
Should cities be allowed to be sanctuary cities?
Yes, local control.
He used to be what I call a middle of the road Democrat. Now he's a straight up socialist.
Okay, everybody, happy Tuesday. The tickets are finalized. It is Harris Walz. Boy, that sounds like a really sketchy law firm, I gotta tell you. We now finally know who we are running up against, and there is so much here to unpack. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Kamala Harris had a decision to make. Was she going to make a selection based on who is going to help her electorally or who is the most loyal to Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris is a very insecure person. And so she's worried that she's going to be knifed in the back, maybe because she just knifed Joe in the back. It's interesting. Paranoia breeds paranoia. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Become a member. That is members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. And subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. This is going to be the most comprehensive takedown of Governor Walz that you will see. Piece by piece, issue by issue, policy by policy. We are going to show you exactly what he believes, what he has done. This is the most liberal ticket in American history. You have a California communist and a Minnesota Marxist that have combined forces to try to deliver a death blow to the United States of America.
Kamala Harris may not have much foreign policy experience, but her new running mate, Tim Walz, is very, and I mean very well-traveled. He's been to China more than 30 times and doesn't think they're our biggest rival.
I lived in China, and as I said, I've been there about 30 times, but if someone tells you and they're an expert on China, they're probably not telling you the truth because it's a complex country. But it's critically important for us. I don't fall into the category that China necessarily needs to be an adversarial relationship. I totally disagree.
Walz first went to China in 1989 to teach English and fell in love with the country, telling a local paper, "No matter how long I live, I will never be treated that well again. They gave me more gifts than I could bring home." Sounds like Newsom. Remember when he was going around admiring the cranes? In fact, he loved China so much that he and his wife got married on the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre and then honeymooned there in the 90s. He later set up a program to take high school kids to China every summer for nearly a decade. And according to local reporting at the time, the Chinese government paid for it. And while they were abroad, Walz told his students to downplay their Americanness. If he becomes vice president, what does that mean for America?
Tim Walz is a guy who wants to ship more and more American manufacturing jobs to China. He said it on camera in the name of the green energy scam. Well, if you care about the environment, and I certainly do, why are you going to ship American manufacturing jobs to the dirtiest economy in the world? Why wouldn't you keep them right here?
In back-to-back elections, Democrats have put guys with deep ties to the Chinese on the ticket. What's that about? Polaris National Security founder and former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas. Okay, 30 times to China, and then you honeymoon there? Morgan, what's that about?
The honeymoon is definitely weird, a word that the governor likes to use. But what's even weirder is the fact that you have the Chinese Communist Party paying for young students, as you mentioned, at least 10 years, maybe 11 years, to visit China. What is the purpose of this indoctrination? The purpose of this, the Chinese Communist Party, Jesse, is very smart. In fact, in February of 2020, then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a speech to governors, Republican and Democrat governors around the country, and warned them and said this is the type of thing that the Chinese Communist Party will try to do. They will try to infiltrate. They will create Confucius centers in school. They will try to do these people-to-people exchanges. And it's all about covering up for the fact that the government is run by a bunch of communists. Communists who have an ongoing genocide. Communists who are spying against the United States. We saw the spy balloon that traversed. And importantly, communists who knowingly and willingly send the precursors of fentanyl to the United States, the number one killer of young people in our country, and the government knows about it.
Is Walz dim? Did he not realize he was being used by the Chinese Communist Party? Or does he just like to travel there?
Yeah. He was certainly either wittingly or unwittingly co-opted, in my opinion, by the government very early on. Again, this is a pattern. They want to take mayors, they want to take local elected officials early in their career to China to sort of whitewash over their many sins and many atrocities. You know, what doesn't make sense to me is, according to the reports I read today, he also taught a class, a Chinese Communist Party approved class, in China in 1989 when Tiananmen Square had happened. So he had to see a lot of the evils of the Chinese government firsthand. I should note, Jesse, his beliefs on China, him wanting to engage economically and diplomatically with China, are well out of the mainstream of Republicans and Democrats. President Trump changed the consensus, the foreign policy consensus in Washington, D.C., for both parties. He changed it when he came down the stairs in 2015 and started reminding everybody what a threat China was. And so the governor's views are so far out of the mainstream. He and Kamala Harris have to answer, what is their China policy going to be? Because this is a stark reversal from Trump and Biden.
Well, clearly the FBI has to open up a counterintelligence program on their campaign just to see if they've been compromised by the Chinese and just wiretap everybody involved. Because that's what they do, right? That's what they did to Trump. Yeah. So it's fair to do that to the Chinese and the Democrats. Maybe an idea.
Unbelievable.
Morgan, thank you.
Let's end today's show with a recent video urging support for Donald Trump by actor John Voight. Voight espouses a religious Judeo-Christian approach in his attempt to rally support for his chosen candidate for president. And Voight, like Alex Jones, views the upcoming election in apocalyptic terms, as do I. If I'm hearing him say it correctly, at the end he calls for a Trump win to make America great again, and then, trailing off, adds, what's left of it? Here are Voight's comments for what they're worth to you.
My friends, this is the war of our lifetime now. We the people are in trouble if this nation picks Kamala Harris. We must stop this crime that is happening. It's a war crime that Obama is directing, and Kamala Harris will be the cackling hyena that just listens and repeats. If we do not stop this horror, you, my friends, will have the biggest horror that you will not know how to end. We must all see this truth, become one with this understanding that God will guide us with words of wisdom, that we may understand that Donald Trump will make any sacrifice to save America. We the people are in danger, and we must vote for President Trump because he will save this nation. And the left are all afraid of his strength because he is only for the people. He's not for the power, for the greed, the lies, or wanting to destroy one's hard-earned earnings. We must stop this madness now. Our children are in danger. The left is trying to take away your children and turn them into non-binaries. You all on the left, the ones who are my peers that preach, you all know who you are. What have you all learned in this life? Have you learned the lessons that will bring you to the higher place of eternity? This is now all your lessons. For each one who votes against Trump, this will be among the worst crimes that you will see in your lives. And you know why? This nation has criminals killing your child, father, brother, friend, you, because of the left mentality allowing this border to be open. The ones who are on the left who fight against Trump will pay a price for the injustice of lies that are Kamala Harris and Obama. And all of you who think this is the greatest economy, you will find that your life will sink into a hole of darkness, and the freedom we all once had will be burned in the dark plague of the darkest time in history, like the destruction of the Civil War. My fellow Americans, we've come too far. And this life we were given was the blessing of God. And this is our hope, to remember that he shall chant the words of Psalm 25 and in the Torah, Isaiah 55. We shall overcome. May God watch over us and bring this nation back together so her beauty will shine with her glory. The red, white, and blue. God bless America. And he will protect our nation against this evil left. And Donald Trump will make America great again. Much love to you. Much love.